Georgina Daggett, Georgina, G-E-O-R-G-I-N-A, Daggett, D-A-G-G-E-T-T, date of birth is 4-18-1953. This is for date of service, 4-13-2022. Mrs. Daggett is a 68-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her multinodular goiter. She was diagnosed with a multinodular goiter in 2017. She also has a history of vitamin B deficiency, vitamin D deficiency, GERD, osteoarthritis, chronic pain, left bundle branch block, gastric sleeve in 2020, and myasthenia gravis, diagnosed in 1980 with her thymus gland removed, and now she is in remission. The patient states that she also has a history of pancreatitis, and she was recently discharged from the hospital from pancreatitis on Sunday of this month. She reports dry skin, fatigue, changes in her weight, mood swings, hair loss, and difficulty swallowing, as well as some compressive symptoms at the thyroid. She denies any polyuria, polydipsia, or polyphagia. She states that she eats about 700 calories a day. However, she states that she still continues to have difficulty losing weight despite her gastric sleeve in 2020. Plan number one for her multinodular goiter, the patient had a thyroid ultrasound done on March 18th, 2022, indicating a dominant nodule on the right, measuring 1.8 by 1.2 by 1.2 centimeters. Previous measurement was 2.0 by 1.6 centimeters, and a dominant nodule on the left, and there is no dominant nodule on the left, period. She previously had a dominant nodule on the left, measuring 3 by 2 centimeters, period. However, comma, the dominant nodule on the left is no longer present on the current study, period. Therefore, the recommendation is to follow up with a thyroid ultrasound in 1 year, period. Therefore, comma, she will be due for a follow-up thyroid ultrasound in March of 2023. Next number, notably, the patient states that she had an FNA biopsy of both of these nodules and reports a benign pathology on a previous biopsy of the nodules. Next number, for her vitamin B12 deficiency, her current level is 270. The goal is to be greater than 800, and therefore we will suggest for her to be on vitamin B12 injections once a week for at least 4 weeks, and then recommend every other week thereafter. Next number, for her vitamin D deficiency, the patient states that she is intolerant to vitamin D supplementation. The patient states that she has tried multiple supplements, and these supplements all gave her bilateral leg pain. We will continue to monitor this. Next number, for her osteoarthritis, continue current therapy. Next number, for her GERD, continue. She is on pantoprazole, 40 milligrams daily. Next number, for her myasthenia gravis, this was diagnosed around 1980, and she is in remission after they removed her thymus gland. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.